I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1229. Practice, practice, practice. We practice the things that we want to get better at. It might be a sport like golf or baseball or soccer. It might be our job. Heavens, I hope I'm a better preacher today after thousands of sermons than I was to the poor people in East Tennessee who had to listen to me when I first started. But practice is not just for sports or hobbies or jobs. We practice for holiness. Practice walking in a manner worthy of the gospel that we've received, as Paul wrote to the Ephesians. We practice godliness. Becoming like Jesus doesn't happen on accident. It happens by the Spirit and the Word as we intentionally place ourselves, our hearts, our minds, our attitudes, in places where the Spirit can do His work in us. This podcast, as you know, is called The Two Greatest, because Jesus said, if you want to think about how to live your life, it can get really complicated really fast, and we can get distracted into all kinds of things. Don't worry about all that. Focus on two things, loving God and loving others. Larry Bird, the old basketball star, writes in his book, Bird on Basketball, that he began each day by shooting 500 jump shots. 500 jump shots. Then he would go to the free throw line and shoot free throws until he hit 99 in a row. I doubt if I've ever made 50 jump shots in my life, let alone 500. And I'd love it if I hit 25 free throws out of 99, not 99 in a row, for goodness sake. But this is not hard to understand if we seriously apply it to our lives. I mean, after all, if you've been driving a car very long, you don't have to think, which one's the brake, which one's the gas? And you don't panic when you drive down the road, changing lanes, wondering where your turn signal is. You instinctively know how to do that. It's a thing that you've practiced over and over and over again. And that's true with whatever you do. Without bragging, I bet I can preach better than Larry Bird. In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes to young Timothy, train yourself for godliness. And to Titus, he also wrote, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you gossip over and over, you're training yourself to gossip. When you gripe over and over, you're training yourself to be a perpetual complainer and to see the bad in every situation. But when you think the best about others first, when you're quick to forgive them, when you practice patience when you're frustrated, when you pray rather than panic, when you rejoice always, when you pray without ceasing, when you bless those who curse you, when you begin the day in the Word, when you choose music and movies that glorify the Lord, and of course I could go on with the list, when you do those kinds of things over and over and over again, you're training yourself. You're training yourself in godliness, in holiness, in living your life like Jesus. Those qualities and characteristics will become second nature, new nature to you, as the Spirit of God creates new neural pathways of purity and goodness in your life. Here's the great question. What are you practicing, by the way, you live? And what is it producing? Let's pray this prayer from prayer.knowingjesus.com. Dear Heavenly Father, you are holy and you desire me to be holy too. You want me to be set apart for you, living my life in a manner worthy of you and pleasing to you. Search my heart, I pray. And if there's any cherished sin lurking within me, I would ask that you would search it out and destroy it. For I know that only the one who has clean hands and pure hearts may stand in your presence. Purify my heart, cleanse my inner thoughts, examine my very motives behind my acts and attitudes, for I desire to live in holiness of heart. If there's anything displeasing to you in my life, root it out. Let your holiness live through me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1230. In the meantime, what you're able to practice is what you will become. And so that means everything we repeatedly do becomes a habit toward holiness or fallenness. The old hymn says, "Take time to be holy, speak oft with the Lord, abide in Him always, and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessing to seek." Well, let's get at it. Be wise and intentional about what you do today, and be careful what you practice, practice, practice.